what would this money mean for the IRS workforce if they get it as it's proposed?
Well, thank you, Francis, for talking about this important issue. This, if the president's budget is acted on, it would provide the IRS with the funding to actually be able to restore staffing to where it was about 15 years ago. And the reason this is important for all federal agencies and for the country is because the IRS collects 93% of all government revenues. So that means that the money that they collect actually provides the funding for every other federal agency and all the programs that our country and our citizens depend on. So this is a huge issue. It's one that we have argued for a long time that funding the IRS should be viewed as an investment towards economic recovery, and it should be viewed as a way to pay down the deficit that we have in our country today.
What has employee churn looked like at the IRS over the last couple of years? How many people have left approximately, and how many have come in?
Well, actually, in the last 2 years, there have been they have not even been able to hire to cover attrition. But if you look back primarily 15 years, and I say that, that sounds like a long time, but here's why it's not. In the last 15 years, a number of things have happened. There are 20,000 fewer IRS employees today than there were 15 years ago, and there are many more taxpayers in this country, many more tax returns being filed. There were 203 million tax returns filed in 95, and now there are over 276 million being filed, and the complexity of those returns is a lot greater. So the service that taxpayers need, you know, there are so many taxpayers across the country who are trying to be compliant and do the right thing. They look to the IRS for help to do that. We are right in the middle of the tax filing season right now, so funding the agencies so that they can provide the services that taxpayers need, both face-to-face at the walk-in sites around the country and on the telephone, is really critical. And we are already seeing this year that the IRS employees are not able to answer all the phone calls that are coming in. They're not able to provide the level of service that the taxpayers need and have the right to expect. And that's what this the president's budget would do, is to rebuild that workforce to the point that they can deliver that.
I'll do a comparison of my own from 1995 to now when it comes to taxes. In 1995, I had to sit down, and my return then wasn't complex enough that somebody could do it for or needed to do it for me. I did it myself, mailed it in. Somebody, I guess, either looked at it manually or scanned it in for mistakes and so on. And if I got a refund, I got that back in the mail in 4 to 6 weeks. When I did my taxes for 2010, about a year ago, I filed them electronically, even though my return was much more complex. I'm married, have a kid, mortgage, and so on. So I'm wondering what impact technology has had on the shrinking of the workforce there, and what is just cuts because Congress decided that they didn't think the agency needed as many people.
It's actually a combination of both. You're right that technology has had an impact, especially with the electronic filing, but not to the level that we have seen the workforce cut. That's the problem. It's a huge mismatch when you line it up against the number of returns needing to be filed, the taxpayers looking for assistance doing that, the complexity of the returns. Even if you can file it electronically, there are many taxpayers who have a lot of questions and need help. And, of course, the tax code that they're trying to follow is the tax code that's passed by Congress. You know, very often, you know, people make comments about the IRS as if they write the tax laws, and they don't, of course. Their job is to enforce them.
If Congress gives the agency the money that the administration has asked for, in your view, will that make the agency whole? Will that allow them to get back to the staffing level they need to be at, or is there still more that could be done?
There would still be more, Francis, but it would be a giant step in the right direction. The president's budget would enable the IRS to increase an additional 4,000 employees from the current level. So that is still not nearly up to the 20,000 that, you know, they've lost since 95, but it would be a huge step in the right direction and allow them especially to rebuild the losses that they've seen in the last 2 years that are really driving the agency to have to respond differently to taxpayers. Taxpayers have to wait longer on the phone for information. They're in longer lines at the walk-in sites across the country. You know, there's no way to tell yet whether they're going to be seeing delays in refunds because there aren't enough employees to get all that processed. things that are really important to taxpayers who are filing their returns in any economic environment, but surely in this economic environment.
How many people do you represent at the IRS, Colleen, and how has the workforce changed over the years?
We represent today about 84,000 employees in the IRS, the workforce has, in a lot of ways has changed, I guess, in two ways. One is with the increase in technology. Of course, you have a lot more technology employees to maintain that, to upgrade it, to keep it current so that it's doing what the agency and the taxpayers need. You also have an enforcement workforce that is very skilled and highly educated to keep up with these complex schemes, whether they're about tax evasion or offshore investments, things like that. You know, things that really require very high levels of accounting skills and analysis. And then you also have, you know, the workforce that is delivering the filing season. So many of them are not full-time employees. They work a few months a year, depending on what the budget is that's available for them to work. And unfortunately, it's not just based on the work that needs to be done, because too often there is work that needs to be done that the taxpayers have to wait for because, you know, these seasonal employees are not able to be employed more like they should be.